an icebreaker leased to Shell had to return to Dutch Harbor early Friday morning after its hull was found to have a rupture. The MV Fenica carries the company's capping stack, a critical piece of safety equipment for Shell's plan to drill two wells this summer in the Chukchi Sea. Coast Guard spokesman Sean Eggert says the ship's crew noticed the problem around 3 a.m.
The motor vessel Fenica was departing from the port of Dutch Harbor, Alaska, when the crew discovered that they had water coming into their port number 4 ballast tank. At that point, they returned to port and tied up at the Delta Western dock. Divers there discovered a 1-inch wide by 3-foot long fracture in the ship's hull.
Eggert says the Coast Guard is investigating the cause and will examine Shell's proposal to repair the ship. The spokesman says the marine pilot who maneuvered the ship out of port was still on board when the breach was discovered. Shell spokesman Luke Miller describes it as a small breach. He says the vessel was in charted waters at the time. Miller says it's unclear if the damage will delay Shell's plans for the already short Arctic drilling season.
At this point, it's too early to know. Inspections are ongoing. Repairs may be possible on site, but that's still being determined right now.
The Fenica has a draft of 27 feet. Miller says it's possible the ship struck something underwater.
Inspectors will reenact the Fenica's route to learn if a shallow hazard exists that has not been charted.
Shell did not issue any statement about the breach until an energy reporter for Houston Chronicle wrote about it 4 days after the fact. Miller says the company was waiting to verify the damage and find a solution, which was hampered by weather. Shell is still waiting for two key permits, the authorizations to drill the two wells. If the government gives the green light, it is requiring Shell to have the Fenica nearby with the capping stack ready to deploy within 24 hours of a blowout. The Fenica is a 380-foot Finnish-owned icebreaker. Shell is also leasing its sister ship, the Nordica, for ice management. Shell hasn't drilled in the Chukchi since the 2012 season, which was plagued with shipping and towing problems.